When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Connor Happer.
I'm probably smarter than I portray at times.
Mike Schaefer.
I am really dumb.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Rico's here.
Hello.
To feed me questions for NFL reaction overreaction. Feed me. It's another. We still have 2 weeks in the NFL. Does this season feel long?
I mean, it's a week longer.
It is a week. It is factually a week longer, but it feels longer than that.
It has taken forever.
I feel like this should definitely be the last. I don't know, but my brain shouldn't have to adjust to one extra week that much.
Yeah,
but here we are.
Like, I feel like it's the first round of the playoffs.
By the way, what was the reasoning for the one extra week?
Money.
Yeah, but what was the reasoning they told us?
I think because they wanted to shorten the preseason.
Oh. Whatever. More football, I suppose.
Teams didn't...
There is a limit, though. I mean, 17 games in 18 weeks is a lot.
Yeah, some people didn't want it shortened because that's how, you know, certain guys make rosters is by showing out in the preseason. So, like, you know, that's going to leave less options for these guys who, you know, you have to show out in training camp and in preseason games or you won't make it. And I don't know.
There's weird travel in there, too. It's nothing like a college. College has its own set of circumstances, like going to school and all that stuff.
Well, and then they've got the Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I
Thursday,
mean.
Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Like, you'll play on a Monday, then you'll play on a Thursday, and then it's just off.
Yeah, the best possible scenario if you're in the NFL is, like, you have a Thursday night game, and then you have a bye that immediately follows that, and you get, like, I don't know if that ever even happens, but.
I think they try to sneak some of it, but mostly it's, like, Thursday to Saturday or Saturday to Thursday. I don't think they've ever had a Monday-Thursday. That would be awful.
Well, I think it happened recently, because there was a COVID pushback. I think it was the Browns.
Yeesh.
Because remember the Browns played that weird afternoon Raiders game on the Monday?
Yep.
And then they just played on Christmas or Christmas Eve?
That's awful.
Christmas. So they played on Friday.
Christmas Eve.
They played on Saturday. They played Monday to Saturday, which I guess isn't that weird.
I don't know, because the NFL is like, we're going to try and take Christmas Day from the NBA. And
They did. They successfully
the NBA
did that. I haven't seen the ratings yet. But
Christmas
they
belongs
did.
To the NBA. Thanksgiving belongs to the NFL.
Okay, Rico. Anyway, the season feels long right now.
Yes,
but we are winding it down, and we have NFL reaction over. Starts right now. Fired up.
The Cowboys need to be included in Super Bowl conversations.
This is not an overreaction. Maybe it's an overreaction, but I don't feel like it is. This has been a pretty consistently good team all year.
Except for that Denver game.
It is a possible overreaction to them absolutely stomping out the football team on Sunday night, which was quite alarming.
Not expected.
But they're good, man. Their defense is really good. And it's, you know, they have Trayvon Diggs. They have maybe the defensive player of the year in Micah Parsons. And then look at all the weapons they have on offense. Mm-hmm. It's Dak and Zeke and CeeDee and Amari Cooper.
They're actually using the weapons they have on offense.
Yeah,
as
man.
As opposed to other years where they have weapons and they're just like, yeah, I guess.
It's a good team. And I think maybe as a result of this, we'll probably look back and be like, This probably would have happened last year if Dak wouldn't have broke his ankle off his body as well.
Probably.
I mean, they're certainly the best team in the NFC East. I can't believe that we ever doubted that. You know, so
there was a point where people
like,
were
maybe
picking
the
Washington.
Eagles, maybe the football team,
never the Giants.
Never the Giants. I mean, at the end of last year, it kind of got weird close.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Jones was weirdly good for a couple weeks.
Yeah, because the Cowboys had kind of tanked out of it.
Yep.
And, like, yeah, it was weird at the end of last year. This is definitely the best team in that division. That's not saying much, though. I think that they belong in the Green Bay, Kansas City, Buffalo, Tampa Bay conversation. I do.
I can get down with that. I agree with you. They've been extremely good for a while. So, Cowboys Super Bowl is not unrealistic.
While wholly admitting it could definitely be an overreaction
to them
destroying the football
absolutely
team.
Destroying the football team.
They're 11-4. Okay.
Randy Gergely likes to hang out on the turf with Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
Next,
the Patriots were fool's gold.
Rico, I don't think this is an overreaction. I'm sorry. Neither do I. They won that game in the weird 100-mile-an-hour wind.
It was impressive. The running game was impressive.
It's
still impressive, but the problem is the rest of the offense is bad.
Here are the teams that they beat in their 8-game winning streak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-game winning streak. Jets.
Bad.
Chargers. I think you get some
good
credit there. Panthers.
Bad.
Browns.
Bad?
Yeah.
Bad.
I think I've settled on bad.
Okay.
Falcons. Bad.
Bad?
Bad, but could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bad.
Bad.
Titans. Fine.
Could make the playoffs.
And then they beat Buffalo in the weird win game. They lost to Indy and Buffalo in their last two. It just doesn't look like a particularly strong resume. Now they also lost to the Dolphins in week one, but I don't know what happened. Week one was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was awful. Nobody was prepared. Mac Jones was getting his first start in the NFL. It was just not good.
Let me in return ask you this. I think that I would take Buffalo out of the two in the AFC East
yes.
right now.
Yes, I can agree with that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out of the three, Buffalo,
New England,
and Miami.
I'm taking New England.
You're taking Buffalo and New England?
Yes. Yeah, look, everybody wants to, you know, say how great Miami is on a seven. Look at the teams Miami beat
okay.
in their seven.
No, we'll talk about Miami here shortly. But, okay. All right. Just wanted to ask you.
I agree with you that that is a appropriate reaction.
I still am not full in on Mac Jones either. I'm probably one of the last people, but I can't do it yet.
Against the Bills, the one thing he's supposed to have is accuracy, and he did not have that. So, yeah, it's concerning.
Next.
Bengals?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to ask again this week, but we had to get our weekly Bengals question in.
I got to take my victory lap every time.
Pretty impressive. I don't know what doing a... I don't know what throttling the Ravens
Lamar
with 10
Jackson-less
people.
Ravens.
Lamar Jackson, Tyler Huntley-less. They still have Mark Andrews, which is cool.
He's good.
Had no defense.
No.
So I don't know what that really does for me, but I think this is a pretty consistently good team at this point. They have good wins. None of their losses are terribly questionable, with the exception of that really weird Jets one.
Yeah.
They definitely hit a slide in the middle of the season there with losing the Jets and the Browns back-to-back. But I think they responded well, and I think they're peaking at the right time, and they're in a good position to make some noise. Now, they finish off with the Chiefs and Browns. Bengals-Chiefs is a huge game this
week. That's going to be – I'm excited for that one. That one's going to be fun.
That should be very, very fun this week. And I would favor the Chiefs there. But
– as you should.
You know, the Bengals are in good shape to win that division. I think they'll do that. And
they swept the Ravens this year, and that's really their only – I mean, the Steelers with that tie is kind of sitting there randomly.
I do think they are the best team in that division. I'm finally ready to admit that.
Finally.
And they will win it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Next.
I said that so early, and everybody made fun of me. The Dolphins.
They lost to the Jets, though.
I know.
They lost to the Jets.
But I.
You had to have a moment of doubt when they lost to the Jets.
I kept the faith in the Bengals.
Attaboy, Rico.
The Dolphins are the most deserving possible 7 seed in the AFC.
Okay, this feels like a bit of an overreaction, but... So...
They're on a 7-game winning streak.
They're on a 7-game winning streak.
Against garbage teams.
Against very bad teams. They improved to 8-7 last night. They are currently occupying the 7th spot. Here are the other teams...
Below them?
In that conversation. Okay. The teams at 8-7. Baltimore. They're a pass for me right now. I just can't.
I just get Lamar Jackson back.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay. They're a pass for me right now. Chargers. Too inconsistent.
I don't know what to do with them, yeah. But everybody loves Justin Herbert.
Vegas.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. And then Pittsburgh 7-7-1.
Garbage. The corpse of Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, so just get me out of those 4-8-7 teams. Once again, Miami, Baltimore, Chargers, Raiders. Give me your favorite out of those four teams.
Ravens.
I think mine's the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think mine's the Raiders.
You're a big Hunter Renfro guy.
Miami has done nothing. You know, Josh Jacobs came alive a little bit in that second half for LA or for
Vegas.
Miami just—I know they've won 7 in a row. You beat the teams that are out there in front of you. It's just none of it's been impressive.
Look, when you're calling for a coaching change at any point during the season, I cannot trust you with anything. So I don't care if they're on a 7-game winning streak. They lost 7 games in a row. People forget that.
Yeah, they did.
So
first team ever to have a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game winning streak in the same season.
Is that impressive?
No, it's not impressive. It's impressively unique.
People are like, "Oh, wow, that's so cool." I'm like, "No, you lost 7 games.
You lost 7 in a row."
Yeah.
The equivalent to that in baseball is like losing 20 games in a row and winning 20 games in a row. Does that mean you're a good team? No.
No. They're like, "Oh, wow, you won 20 games." But yeah, but before that, you lost 20 games. So,
you played a bunch of bad teams and got hot.
Because that is the best order to do it in is to lose, 7 and then win 7. Because if you win 7 and then lose 7, it's all
that
nobody's
looks a lot worse.
Nobody's talking about the first 7.
Then we're definitely in the hot seat situation.
Yeah. So, no.
One more.
You wanted a coaching change. I don't trust you with anything anymore. The 49ers are overrated.
This is not an overreaction.
Complete and total reaction.
This is not an overreaction. They had a moment there in the middle of the season winning some games, and I still think they're a pretty solid team. They beat the Bengals. They crushed the Falcons. They've won, 6 out of 7 now, it looks like? Oh, 5 out of 6 before losing to the Titans.
Okay.
They finish off with the Texans and the Rams. I don't know, man.
Should be an easy win and then should be a loss.
Too much Jimmy Garoppolo.
He might not play.
He might not play, and now it's too much Trey Lance.
He chipped a bone.
Yeah, he chipped his bone. Chipped a bone in his thumb.
Poor Jimmy.
I mean... Look, I don't think that's a playoff team. I just...
No. George Kittle.
Would I trust him over some of the AFC teams that I mentioned earlier? Maybe. But...
I would take San Francisco over Miami and...
Like they're probably going to be a playoff team. They're 8-7. They're one of the 2 8-7s at this point. And I guess the other teams would be Minnesota, Atlanta. Like, I guess they're better than those teams.
I would take Minnesota over San Francisco.
Smells like first-round exit for me. All right.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you, Rico.
No problem.
That is NFL reaction overreaction.
Nick's mad at me
this week. Why?
Because I'm on the radio with you. He said that I was cheating on him. That's what he told me. He says, are you cheating on me with Happer? I turn on the station, I hear your voice. I'm hurt.
Do you think that I should just ask myself if their reactions overreactions?
No, I think that that's weird.
Okay, I agree.
Also, I'm your producer. I can do what I want.
Yeah, you have a voice on this show.
Nick.
All right, we'll round at the hour next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter, at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.